Welcome to the Five C's podcast. I'm your host, Charlene Norman, and this is where we talk all things clarity and collaboration for the community of climate change makers. In case you missed it, a few weeks ago, we celebrated starting the third year of this podcast. We had music and balloons and noisemakers and hearts, and I want to send out a huge thank you to each and every one of you who showed up, sent notes, phoned in, and generally made the time we spent together a whole whack of fun. Your support has been invaluable and has truly made this journey worthwhile. It was wonderful to hear that some of you have invested in some of the ideas that we've showcased. Others, you love the case studies. Still others complain that you can't keep up with the pace of an episode every week. Your feedback is invaluable and has shaped the direction of this podcast. Best of all, you gave me some great suggestions for new ideas this coming year. As we begin our third season together, I can share with you that we have a fascinating series about insurance on deck. And yes, we're also going to examine climate anxiety again, although this time around from a different perspective. And yep, we have a few surprises up our sleeves, including a new ready-for-market investment opportunity and a way to look at business through a post-growth lens. Today, I want to thank you for being part of this journey. Your role in saving the planet from the negative effects of climate change, implementing different processes to be more sustainable in business, and advocating for planet Earth. It's not just crucial, it's powerful. We both know there is a bunch of noise polluting the airwaves, but your efforts are definitely making a tangible difference. I'm excited to continue to shine a light on positive solutions. Honestly, if we humans had any idea about the unintended consequences of the actions we have collectively taken over the last 100 years or so, we'd all ask for a do-over. Yet we know that do-overs are fantasy thinking. The only thing we can do today is to do better. And that do better, well, it must be in the highest good for all.